This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 21st June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny today. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, perfect for a stroll along the beach. In Jerusalem, it's a bright day with mild temperatures. Haifa also sees sunshine, making it an ideal day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Ynet reported that U.S.-Iran talks in Switzerland will begin by addressing the crisis in Lebanon, following a deadly weekend for Israeli soldiers. Also, Times of Israel noted 4 fatalities from a Hezbollah attack on an Israeli tank Friday, as new polls show overwhelming concern in Israel over Iran's influence. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that an emergency session on the Israel-Hezbollah conflict has been added to the peace talks agenda in Switzerland. Separately, Axios reported earlier that Iran plans to close the Strait of Hormuz in response to recent Israeli strikes in Lebanon. And finally, an update from earlier today. The Iranian delegation and U.S. representatives have arrived in Switzerland for the critical peace talks. From X, the latest. I24N, EWS, an Israeli international news broadcaster, reported just minutes ago that one of the first U.S. demands at the Switzerland talks is for Iran to allow IAEA inspectors into its nuclear sites. Joe Truesman, an analyst, shared footage from an Israeli military aircraft of a recent strike and its aftermath. Shoshana Keats-Jaskel, an Israeli commentator, questioned why the global community is not addressing Iran's control over Lebanon, highlighting the ongoing challenges faced by the Lebanese people. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the talks in Switzerland, Ynet reported earlier today that discussions will open with the Lebanon crisis. This follows a weekend where 5 Israeli soldiers were killed, prompting Lebanon to report a temporary calm in the south. The talks aim to stabilize the region and prevent further escalation. Turning to the emergency session, added to the Switzerland talks, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, this session seeks to address the ongoing tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. The conflict continues to strain relationships and elevate regional instability. The talks could be crucial for averting wider conflict. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlighted concerns among Israelis, with a poll showing that 92% believe Iran has gained from recent conflicts. This reflects growing anxiety over Iran's role in regional affairs and its impact on Israeli security. The implications for Israeli defense strategy are significant. Finally, earlier reporting from Axios discussed Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz. This move follows Israeli military actions in Lebanon and threatens to disrupt global oil supplies, potentially impacting international markets and diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, in a significant real estate deal, Walla Business reports that a Belgian family sold their rare Tel Aviv penthouse for 45 million shekels after deciding against immigration. Separately, CTEC reveals that the next wave of Israeli unicorns could emerge from the industrial sector, combining engineering expertise with new manufacturing technologies. And finally, Globes reports a substantial 200 million shekels donation from the Jusidman Foundation to build a new rehabilitation hospital in Tel Aviv, marking a major investment in Israeli healthcare infrastructure. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.